I spend a lot of time alone in my room thinking about the craft and about how black and white go together, and how they don't. Like water. Sometimes it's one thing, sometimes it's another. It can save your life, it can drown you, but it's the same thing either way. But I'm still not some little Wiccan wannabe. I'm a witch. I have to find my own path without turning into Tinkerbell or Darth Vader. I go back into Ariel's office and look at all those books. Every one of them is something about the craft. Every one of them has something in it I need to know. But how did all that stuff get into those books in the first place? Then it comes to me. Unless every one of those books is a rewrite of all the others, and they all trace back to the first grimoire, they all have to be what one person found out working on her own. It's like the sun comes up again, right there in that room. It's my universe-given powers that make me what I am. I don't need the witch's formulary of magic or anything in this room to become myself. I have to find my own way, and I will write my own book while I do it. My book of my own powers, which I will call Magics. This book, which I'm already doing. Maybe the universe was leading me here all along. Maybe I started the book so that right now I would realize that I was already on my own path. I am so jazzed by this idea that I start jumping up and down like a little kid until my tongue starts to hurt again. Then I calm down and get this grimoire. I flip back to the places where I wrote magic, cross it out, and write magics. Then at the bottom of magics I can already do, I write 7. Step back and say, that's interesting. Then I start a new inventory. Things I need to work on. 1. Starting a coven. 2. Getting a familiar. In case you're reading this 100 years from now and don't know what that is, it's an animal companion. It understands you and it can spy for you in things. Very good to have, but not required. Ariel doesn't have one. 3. Getting even with the queens. 4. Getting even with Blake Kump. 5. Getting even with Jose, but not as bad. I have decided that he's just stupid. Blake's really bad. And detention isn't enough for what they did to me. I just won't use black magic to get them. 6. Destroying Richard Milhouse Nixon Union High.